Chapter 8. Perry Lala Land. In all respects, Judge Munyon was an average attorney who was elected and then became an average judge. But really, what can you do to be an above-average judge? Well, coming to work 5 days a week is a start. Most judges considered Friday to be a non-work day. Taking on hearings and trials in a professional and expeditious manner is still what's considered an average judge. In other words, they're doing their job. So what do you do to become an above-average judge? For Belvin Perry, his claim to fame was that he assigned the Casey Anthony trial to himself. Sure, he could have assigned it to any other judge in the circuit, but Perry's an egomaniac. Of course, he's going to assign to himself the most followed court case of the decade. Perry understood. Except for blackmailing most of the judges into keeping him in power for 20 years, he was also just an average judge. He explained assigning this career-empowering trial to himself, saying this trial would take a year of his time, full time, and he didn't want to put that burden on a Ninth Circuit judge who already had a full docket. That was nice of him. Understand, in the Ninth Circuit, a chief judge doesn't have to do shit. They aren't required to carry a docket. I can only assume they are relieved from that task because running the courthouse is a full-time job. It's almost as if the chief judge doesn't have an entire court administration department that actually runs the courthouse. The only thing a chief judge is allowed to do is assign judges to divisions and create, modify, or vacate administrative orders, and at times assign major trials. Oh wait, they can also hire and fire anyone they want without cause. I don't believe that Perry ever sat down in front of a computer and created an administrative order. I believe he used court counsel, which are court administration attorneys, to draw up the order based on Perry's verbal explanation. This utilizes smart people in court administration to make a dumb chief judge appear smart. This assistance was essential for Chief Judge Belvin Perry because he was damn near illiterate. I recall him calling me many times when I worked as a system analyst to complain that our mainframe computer program called All-in-One Grammar Checker was down. The court administrator got the same call from Chief Judge Perry and called me to make sure I was looking into it. I asked my court administrator, "Why is this so imperative?" My court administrator told me that Perry couldn't write a coherent sentence without having a grammar checker. He then informed me that getting our spell and grammar checker working again was now my highest priority. Over the years, I always wondered how Perry passed the bar considering his poor diction and lack of being able to put a coherent sentence together on paper. I'm not overly concerned about getting sued by him because I don't think he can read this book. Maybe I should write a Dick and Jane version. Around this time, PCs were beginning to become mainstream. Yet other than the Novell NetWare server platform, Microsoft's server platform was relatively new, and some questioned if it was ready for prime time. 1996 saw the release of Windows NT 4.0, which brought the Windows 95 GUI and Windows NT kernel together. Many began buying home PCs and installed a relatively advanced MS Office product. And yes, MS Word had an integrated spelling and grammar checker. That's all Perry had to know. He could actually have a PC on his desk and it could make him appear smart to others. If he could only rack his brain and figure out how to use it, he'd be set. But how do you go from a brand new million-dollar mainframe system Orange County just paid for to a distributed PC server infrastructure? Well, Perry might have been dumb as a rock when it came to law, math, spelling, grammar, and the English language, but he was great at creating a firestorm and then funneling the power of that storm toward his final objective. So this is how Perry went about getting his new PC infrastructure and his new grammar checker. One day I got a call from a judicial assistant, a judge's JA, who said that she thought her password had been hacked and that she thought someone had been in her account. At that time, the public defender, the state attorney, and the court used the same mainframe email system. Even though the agencies were running in their own isolated security hubs, it was still a circuit-wide email system. I asked the JA, "When was the last time you changed your password?" She said, "I've never changed my password." I responded, "I think you should change your password." She said she would, and that ended our conversation. She didn't really appear all that concerned. However, less than an hour later, I was summoned up to the court administrator's office. I entered the office and saw Perry in one chair, and on the other side of his desk was the current court administrator. Perry kicked off the meeting by saying,
I had it reported to me that there was J.A. who said that someone was in her account.
I took a moment to think it over and realized it was the J.A. who I had talked to earlier that day. I said, yeah, a J.A. called me, and I told her that she should change her password. Perry gave me a look as if I was the dumbest person in the universe. He let out a mocking laugh and said,
that's your response to a judicial computer security issue. All you did was tell her to change her password?
I pivoted into cover my ass mode and said, you have to understand, Chief. The JAs share their passwords all the time. If a JA calls in sick, they give their password to the substitute JA so they can run the office while they're gone. This goes on all the time. Perry shook his head and said,
yeah, this has to stop. We need to get a system that will prevent this type of security breach.
In the full frontal portion of my brain, I was thinking no system will prevent a JA from telling another JA their password, but I felt this conversation wasn't based on any type of human logic. This was based on something else entirely, which I refer to Perry Lala Land. Perry Lala Land was a realm of creating a firestorm over basically nothing in order to get what you want. Or more to the point, get what Perry wants. Perry told me and the court administrator,
if Brett can't solve this security issue, then I will go to the county and have them solve it.
I have to admit that I didn't fully understand that this was a Perry play to abandon our brand fucking new 64-bit, million-dollar fire-breathing mainframe monster and move to a new and relatively untested PC-based system. The Digital Equipment Corporation released one of the first 64-bit computer environments in the world in 1992. Microsoft wouldn't release a 64-bit system until 2005, a full decade later. The good news? We were one of the first to receive what was called the DEC Alpha system. This tiny monster was so fast that it replaced three refrigerator-sized computers in our computer room with a 24-inch rack mainframe. When the DEC Alpha was initially installed, other than being a screamer of a computer, my computer room looked really empty. And for a system manager like me, it was much more impressive when our computer room was being visited by judicial dignitaries to be standing in the midst of a lot of big-ass hardware that bulged at the seams of the room. It was much less impressive when you stood in an empty room next to a 2-foot-high racked computer. Perry pivoted his chair toward me and said,
we need to move into the PC stuff.
The word stuff was the most technical inference that Perry could muster. I reminded him, we just purchased a million-dollar mainframe, then added, and the grammar checker is working really well. But Perry had already aligned his agenda. Little did I know that during the next year we would replace every cheap mainframe terminal with an expensive PC. We would quickly end of life our expensive mainframe, abandon it in place when we moved into the new courthouse and never look back. I had to remind Perry, we don't have staff that has experience with Windows servers and operating systems. Perry nodded as if he understood the meaning of life and said,
leave that up to me.
During the next few months, Perry did go to the Orange County administration and told them we had some serious security issues with our current mainframe system, and the only solution is for them to fund us to move to a secure PC server-based system. And guess what? Orange County capitulated over a single JA reporting that someone had accessed her account. Perry had blown what was nothing more than a spark into an entire inferno of computer security issues that could only be solved by an additional $1 million in staff to support the migration. Around this time, the new 23-story Orange County courthouse was almost built. The plan to move to PCs was scheduled in concert with every judge, JA, and court admin employee starting their time in the new courthouse with a brand spanking new PC. The reason for this was the new courthouse was wired with Cat 5 network cable and ready for new network switches and networks. With the extra funds that Orange County provided, I was able to add one Windows NT4 systems person to my staff, which we stole from Orange County, who acted as our Windows NT analyst. And this amazing person worked for me for the next 30 years. My new Windows analyst was bright enough to understand all the shit that would be involved with moving the entire court to a new PC-based computer environment. He eventually became my systems manager and was put in charge of my systems department and has remained my close friend after Munyon firing me. So that was the plan. For the next 2 months, I must have personally unboxed and installed more than 300 PCs into the new courthouse so they would be waiting for their new users. I was young at the time, still in my 30s, but I must have put like 1,000 miles on my feet. I ended up buying insoles because my feet were killing me. I worked and worked and worked along with my meager staff to install a fleet of PCs. And in the end, we did it. We replaced every single Alpha 64-bit terminal with a PC. Would anyone ever remember the amazing sacrifice my staff made to make this happen? Hell no. We were nothing to the judiciary and were simply doing our jobs. I guess like an average judge, we were simply average court administration employees.